The task is not easy. But
thank you very much, Madam President, and thank you all the delegations that made comments. I will try to go one by one, and also maybe what I say for one will address the questions of some of the questions that were already placed. Rightly so, the CETM work on critical energy transition minerals from research analysis and also capacity building is an area that has been a focus for the sub-program. And we have been working on that as part of the UN Secretary General Critical Energy Transition Mineral Panel. But also, we are trying to bring our expertise to the field and to help developing countries attain what we are always talking about. How can we do more diversify economy, reduce commodity dependence of countries, and do it in a sustainable way? So that is part, central part of the agenda of the ITC and the branches for this year. With respect to the EU delegate comment with respect to adding UNCTAD, thank you for bringing that to our attention. We can do that. We will definitely do it. We take very good note of your comment on gender inclusive trade. Gender is an issue that goes across the board in the House. It's an issue that has been widely discussed, and we obviously focus on trade and inclusive trade, and gender is part of the of that inclusive trade. We know that this is an issue that requires funding to be able to work more specifically on it and to come up with some more specific activities that we can perform to the benefit of our member states. We know that there still needs to be some work in terms of defining how member states would like to see this connection between trade and gender, and we know that we would certainly consider working on this following the mandate of our member states. Also, I would like to underscore that the hiring freeze has made it a little bit difficult for us to add new activities and to consider how we can come up with the right approach and the right programs support for our member states. But we take very good note of the interest, and we share that interest in terms of how we can make a more inclusive trade. With respect to the comments from the delegate of Peru, the reason why we have not been able to continue our work in Palestine is purely for security reasons. So we hope that this will be an issue that will be addressed and that this situation will be solved definitely in the near future. So you can be assured that UNCTAD will continue to offer its complete support to Palestine and to the people of Palestine to help in this respect. But we also need to be very clear that this is because of a security issue that we have not been able to work on. With respect to services and the result, the performance that we mentioned on the result one, I would like to mention that we are not talking only about this is not let's say we're adding two countries. We had four countries first, and then we added two more. We also have the challenge of human resources. We don't have as many people as we would like to be able to perform all of the activities that we would like to. And that is one of the reasons that explains that we only added two more countries. We also would like to mention that we received support from China to be able to work on a primer on trade statistics. This is a project that we are undertaking right now, and this will definitely help us to see how we can use more useful methodology for estimating data for trade in services, and how we can use that data to inform policymakers to be able to make better policy decisions. And for the other regions that you're mentioning, this is something that we take very, very seriously. We know that we would love to work in every region and as much as we could. I think also that one of the reasons why we are we have focus on the countries or the member states that we have focus on. On one hand, it's because this is demand-driven and these are the demands that we have for technical cooperation. And on the other hand, it's also a matter of resources and funds. Thank you. With respect to the comment of the delegate of Palestine, I just want to reiterate the reason is that security issues have not allowed us to continue the work that we have been performing in the past. But I want to reassure you that you can count on UNCTAD and the DITC, of course, to support the national strategies for development of Palestine and to support the people of Palestine in our three pillars. So we are ready to work and continue the work that we have been doing in the past. With respect to the delegate of Bahamas, thank you for mentioning this project that we have been doing with the CARICOM. This is very important to be mentioned, and thank you for bringing this to our attention. Let me share with you that this project that we are doing with the Bahamas is about how to collect better trade statistics in the services sector, trade in services, which we know that is very important for the CARICOM region. This is a cross-divisional project that we have been performing with the unit of statistics here at UNCTAD. The beneficiary countries in the CARICOM are Antigua and Barbuda, Barbados, Dominica, Grenada, St. Kitts and Nevis, and Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And this is an ongoing project that we have been working on to improve their capacity, the capacity of these members, CARICOM members, to better collect data in services, and specifically in trade in services, so that the objective is to have better data for better policy making decisions. So this is also, I would also like to mention that this is a development account project. We expect that the results that we get from this project will also help us to get best practices and inform the debate for other areas, and for us, the trading services is a key sector since we know that it's an area where there is job creation. Many countries rely on services for GDP growth, and manufacturing is